Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, more twists this morning in what is becoming the slowest start to the race for Áras an Uachtaráin in recent decades. Well, Sean Kelly, the Ireland South MEP, has said he has held talks with his Fine Gael party leader, Simon Harris, in recent weeks and has indicated he could seek a nomination to run for president under the Fine Gael banner. Fionnán Sheehan is Ireland editor with the Irish Independent and joins me on the line now. Hello, Fionnán.
Morning, Claire. Technically, Sean Kelly is the almost only official declared candidate with a clear path to a nomination as such.
Almost.
At this particular point, yeah, more or less.
But listen, in reality, this is a fairly major upset for Mairead McGuinness, isn't it? Because it was looking like she had a clear run for Fine Gael.
Yeah, but you'd have to ask, so would it necessarily be the worst thing for her to have actual competition for the Fine Gael nomination? Their nomination process will kick off, in effect, in Monday week, the 7th of July. That's when nominations open. They're open for 8 days. Then to be nominated, you need to get quite a considerable cohort, actually 20 members of the parliamentary parties. That's TDs, senators, MEPs, 25 Fine Gael councillors and 5 members of the executive council. So that's, you know, it's a considerable effort. So we'll be quite clear in around about 10 days time who the runners and riders are in Fine Gael, because people will have to start going around getting those signatures and word will get out. And then that nomination process is closed July 15th. And then they're basically saying if there is a contest, so either July 15th hits and there's only one nomination, or there is more than one. And at that point, then you've got hustings, you've got votes, and so on and so forth. So that takes up July, August, and then you have a result in early September, which is around about when you want to be in the field anyway, as an established candidate. So, I mean, Sean Kelly, in his own right, is, you know, he's a serious vote getter. He's the biggest vote getter in the country. He got 122,000 votes last year in the European elections, elected there 4 times now. So he comes with a considerable depth of experience. But I think people in Fine Gael are still unclear. Is he actually going to go ahead with this, or is he just putting his name out there at this point?
Right.
And obviously, Mairead McGuinness has not yet officially declared that she is actually going to run at all, but that is the general expectation.
But your point is that if there is a contest, it helps solidify whoever that candidate is for Fine Gael before they go out into the official presidential race, if you like.
Gives you a mandate, lets you get a run out in terms of being a contestant rather than a candidate.
Mm-hmm.
You're not an official candidate, so whatever you say is you can say it's deemed for an internal audience. You're not the official party candidate, you're not an official presidential candidate yet. So it does give you, it's a bit like the presidential primaries in the United
States. Oh, have we lost Fionnán there? We may have lost Fionnán's line. Oh, sorry, Fionnán, your line just dipped there. Can I just ask you about Mairead McGuinness, though, and the intrigue that takes us into Fianna Fáil? Because she's pivotal, isn't it? Isn't she, when it comes to whether Fianna Fáil settle on a decision whether to contest the race for the Áras or not? Now, explain to us what the dynamic is there.
Yeah, so let's divide the pitch in two here. Let's go centre-right and centre-left. So on the centre-right side, you've got Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and other like-minded independents. And there is a view among some within Fianna Fáil that Mairead McGuinness is pretty much unbeatable, that Fianna Fáil are going to be going up against her with her established profile, her experience and her voting record, that she can't be beaten and that therefore they shouldn't bother running a candidate because there's such an extensive cost attached to that. Also, in terms of the people putting themselves forward, would it be more hassle than it's worth? If it's somebody who is a political figure, shall we say, in the party from the crash period, does it bring back? Yes, for example, does it bring back an awful lot of those issues that arose with him in the past, and therefore is it a bit of a problem? There's one candidate that could beat Mairead McGuinness, and that's Micheál Martin, but he's kind of busy and he's not showing any interest whatsoever in running for the presidency. So there is kind of a view.
Definitely not. You think?
Yeah, that's the word. Let's see. Fianna Fáil are kicking at the touch anyway. Look, they're basically saying too early. We're going to come back at it in late August, early September. Make it as give an indication of a decision and so on and so forth. So let's see. There's an expense here as well. I mean, to run even a run in the mill campaign for a major political party like Fianna Fáil, you'd be talking 500 grand at least after a year in which you had local, European and general election. They're around about 1.5 million in debt at the moment. That sounds like a big figure, but you can write that off through fundraising and other efforts over the course of 5 years. So it's manageable. So to throw another 500,000 on top of that, you got to bear in mind as well, though, Fianna Fáil haven't run a candidate since Mary McAleese on her first run in 97. Obviously, she was re-elected. They stepped aside in 2011. Didn't run a candidate. We're talking about Gay Byrne. That was a bit of a fact at the time. But back then, Micheál Martin's argument was the party was very much licking its wounds in the wake of the crash and nearly being wiped out in the 2011 general election. And then 7 years ago, of course, they stepped back just like Fine Gael and Labour to give Michael D. Higgins a clear run. So there will be an argument not to run a candidate, but at the same time, the argument elsewhere in the party will be, well, hang on, we are a major political party. This is a major electoral office. We should be running a candidate. We're not in 2011. We're the biggest party in the country at a national level, both in terms of the popular vote and number of TDs. So why exactly would you not run a candidate for a major office like this?
We have to expect that there's some lurkers here watching all of this and waiting to jump out of the shadows. The problem is we don't have names.
Yeah, so there is talk in Fianna Fáil as well. You could go another route. You could kind of give tacit support or help a nomination process for somebody who is outside the party. Names being mentioned there, like Caoimhín Gallagher, the international human rights lawyer, Noreen Blackwell.
Caoimhín Gallagher will be on this programme. We might ask her when she comes in shortly.
Has she any interest at all? Because her, through no fault of her own, she's not doing it. Her name is being mentioned because she is a prominent figure. If people are looking for that kind of Mary McAleese type figure, Mary Robinson type figure, somebody with the intellectual weight and track record to actually run for an office like this. Herself, Noreen Blackwell, also been mentioned in that regard, Colm Eastwood of the SDLP. So they just look outside the party and give someone a nomination, and do they support them financially or not? Then you start making those decisions as time goes on.
But Joe Duffy?
Well, isn't he available from a couple of weeks' time?
Well, he's available from tomorrow. Sure, tomorrow's his last show. Is his name around though, Fionnán?
Yeah, it's still like names like Joe Duffy and Tommy Tiernan are very much still out there, and you know, as you say, you're saying it's slow to start, but in effect, we're not. I mean, it's been a fairly early. It's been a pretty new phenomenon that candidates started declaring early in the spring or the summer in recent elections. In the past, you didn't get the candidates until at least August, September, even up to close of nominations. So if you were a big enough name and you have a big enough campaign organised behind you, it's not beyond the possibilities that you wait until very much later in the campaign to come forward, because the argument will firmly be putting your name out there early is what exactly is there to be gained from it, because you just set yourself up as a target and everything flows through you. For example, in Mairead McGuinness's case, once her name firmly comes out as a candidate and the issue of Gaza is very prominent on the national agenda, then she is, in effect, the pro-European candidate. She is a former European commissioner. She served on Ursula von der Leyen's commission. She's the vice president of the EPP at a time when our Taoiseach is just on your news bulletin criticising the EU for its inadequate stance on Gaza. So does she then become a focal point for all of the criticism of the EU. That's a possibility.
Fionnán, there are a lot of known unknowns. We will talk about this again, I've no doubt. Thanks so much, Fionnán Sheehan there from the Irish Independent. Now, from our steps to our sleep, many of us rely on wearable health tech, but what's going on with your data, we'll find out a little later. But coming up next, how large-scale peat extraction is causing catastrophic damage.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.